For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. Well, let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We come ready to hear from the Word of God today. We thank you, Lord, for your precious and anointed Word. And we bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. We're looking at the sermon, A New Creature, today. A new creature. And that's what we are, new creatures in Christ Jesus. So firstly, let's have a look in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And we are in Christ Jesus. If you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, yes, you are in Christ Jesus. And that means old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That means that when you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, he changed you on the inside. He took away the old man, the old inner man, which was dead in trespasses and sins. And he changed you and made you new on the inside.
Christ.
New, created in Christ Jesus for good works. He made you new. You are a new creature. You are not the same person that you were before you receive Christ as your Saviour. You are not the same person. You are new on the inside, a new creature. Praise the Lord, a new creature. That's good news, praise the Lord, that the old sinful things, we don't have to keep lumbering those around with us. They are gone. That old sin nature, the sins that were committed with that sin nature, washed under the blood of Jesus. All things are become new. All things are become new. So he's given us new life. A new life in him. Let's have a look in verse 21 of this same chapter. The scripture says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." The Lord Jesus Christ was made sin for us. He knew no sin because he was sinless. The sinless Son of God who never did any sin ever, was made sin for us. He was made sin for us. So our sin, he took it upon himself and into his heart. He became sin. He took the sin and became the sin. Our sins, he was our substitute. Because the scripture teaches us that the wages of sin is death. The penalty of sin is death. Sin demands a penalty. And that penalty is death. The Lord Jesus Christ, because of his love for us, because of God's love for us, became sin for us, our sin. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The righteousness of God. We are made righteous through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's important to distinguish that it's not a self-righteousness, because we cannot do anything that will ever be good enough to take away the sin out of our own strength that is in the human heart before a person is born again. That sin cannot be taken away by works. It resides in the human heart. So it is not a self-righteousness, it is a righteousness in Him. A righteousness in Him. And the righteousness is right standing with God. So before we were born again, as sinners, we could not have right standing with God. Because God is holy, He cannot have sin in His presence. So to be reconciled to God, something had to be done about the sin. The Lord Jesus Christ was our substitute and it provided the solution for us. By taking our sin, He made us righteous. And when we receive Christ as Saviour, that transference, it's we receive His righteousness and our sins are washed away by His blood because He's already dealt with it. It's as easy as that, praise the Lord, just through having faith in Christ. We receive our sins washed away and the righteousness of God into our hearts so that we can stand before God, reconciled to Him and righteous in His sight. Right standing with God as sinless people. Sinless people. And that's the miracle of being born again. The miracle of being born again is that we are made new as new creatures, sinless in the sight of God. Praise the Lord. Have a look in Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. The scripture says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." So the scripture teaches us here that when we are born again, we have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear. We have not received the spirit of bondage. We have been made free from bondage. The bondage that sin brings and that is used in the world system and in the devilish workings of the world to keep a person in bondage and in fear if they don't know the Lord. So we have not received the spirit of bondage, again, to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, the Holy Ghost. By the work of the Holy Ghost in our heart, we have been made children of God. The spirit of adoption. God becomes our Father when we are born again and we His child, so that we cry, Abba, Father, because He is our Father. He is our Father. We have been made His children by adoption. Made His children. You are His child and He is your Father. And we are free from bondage. Free from bondage. We have been made free in Him. So we have been made new creatures and been made free. Free from the spirit of bondage. And we have been made the child of God. The righteousness of God, His child. And what a great honour that is. A great honour. A wonderful work of God in our heart, because God wanted us to be with him. He wants people to be reconciled to him, and he's provided the way for it through faith in Christ. Have a look in Psalm 103, verse 12. Psalm 103, verse 12, says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us." As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. We are not the people we used to be. Our transgressions have been removed. And those, as you see, the east and the west, how far away they are. God has taken our transgressions and removed them. Washed them away, removed them. They are gone. God has forgotten them. Forgotten them. Don't think God dwells on the sins of his people to remember everything that we did. If we've asked for forgiveness, it is gone. It is gone. It's gone. So if ever you told a sin, and we all have done, before we knew Christ, it was in our nature, and we sinned, lied, etc., we should not be dwelling on those things, because God does not see us as that, because we are not that anymore. We are new creatures in him, and the sins have been forgiven. The sins have been washed away. We are new creatures. We are not poor sinners anymore. We are not poor old sinners. We are new creatures in Christ. New creatures in Christ. Created in his image and made righteous by him. We do not have that old sin nature anymore. And that is wonderful, that God has given us a clean slate. He's given us a clean slate. Praise the Lord, a clean slate. That we don't stand before him guilty. We stand before him as his child, washed by the blood of Jesus. And in the kingdom of God, there's blessing. As his child, you are heirs of the promises of God. The scripture tells us that. Heirs of the promises of God. Heirs of the blessing. Heirs of the blessing. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36. Ezekiel, chapter 36 and verse 26, which says, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh." A new heart. God has given us a new heart. A new spirit has he put within us, the broken spirit of an unregenerate person is gone. A new spirit, a wonderful, whole, blessed spirit, a clean spirit, a right spirit. God has given us that. He's given us a new spirit. A new spirit. will I put within you. You, in your inner man, in your spirit man, you have been made new. You have been made new. The stony heart is gone. The heart that was of the sin nature, the heart that had the devil as its spiritual lord, the heart that was against God in its thoughts and in its actions is gone. He's given us an heart of flesh, a soft heart, one that is moved by the Spirit of God, one that his inclination is to follow the Lord and do his will. He's given us an heart of flesh. An heart of flesh. A soft heart, a clean slate, a new spirit. He's given us these things. And 1 John, let's go to the book of 1 John chapter 5. And verse 18, in 1 John 5:18, the scripture says, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Whosoever is born of God sinneth not. We don't have the sin nature. We do not. We are not sinners. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. You are not of sin anymore. You are not of sin. You are not of the sin nature. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. We keep ourselves in him. And that wicked one toucheth him not. As a born-again Christian, you have been given victory over the wicked one. Right. Victory over the wicked one, because the scripture says, the greater one is in you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The Spirit of God resides in your heart. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You've been given victory. You have in your heart wisdom. You have in your heart power. You have victory in your heart. And the wicked one touches us not. We are not of the devil. We are not of the kingdom of darkness. And even if you commit a sin as a Christian, it doesn't mean that straight away you have fallen back into a sin nature. You are still a righteous person in God's sight. You just have to confess and repent towards God of that sin. And he will wash you clean, just like a little spill on a slate, it's just wiped away. God has made you righteous. So if you make a mistake and sin, you just ask the Lord to forgive you. He will wipe it away. He forgives our sins. But you are still a righteous person. You are still the righteousness of God, created in him. So we have been given victory over the wicked one. We have been given grace, hope, faith, power over all the power of the enemy, the scripture says. Because we have the greater one in us. Have a look in the book of Luke 5. Luke chapter 5. And verses 36 to verse 39 in Luke 5. starting at verse 36 in Luke 5, it's talking about what Jesus said here. And he spoke also a parable unto them. No man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old, if otherwise them both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also, having drunk old wine, straightway desireth new, for he saith, the old is better. You see, when we were born again, before we were born again, as sinners, we thought that was just the way it is. The sin seemed okay to us before we were born again. It was all right, you know. We may have been pricked by our conscience, but, you know, we could live with it because it was in our hearts. And that's what the Lord is saying here. No man also, having drunk old wine, straightway desireth new, for he saith the old is better. But when we come into grace, when we come into the light of God as born-again people, things change for us. And the Lord in these verses is showing us that when we've been made new, like the new wine, when we've been made new, like a new piece of garment, we can no longer fit in with the old. We're different. So the new heart and the old ways don't agree. So we have to be led of the Spirit of God. We have to be led of the righteousness of God that he has created us in. And no longer continue with the old sinful ways of a sinner, because the new does not fit with it. So the old ways, anything to do with the old ways, any lusts of the flesh, pride of life, all those things have to be put away because they do not agree with the new. We're a new creature. Our inclination is to go after the will of God. We have been created in Christ Jesus. So our life, our habits, our talk, our thinking should all be more and more changing to be in line with the will of God. Because as new creatures, it has to now be outworked in our life, and no more of the old anymore. No more of the old. The Lord's made us new, and we have the power to walk in newness of life, the scripture says. So we walk in newness of life. Have a look in Romans 12 and verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And the scripture says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So our minds, our souls, our mind, our will, our emotions, these things have to be transformed. They have to be renewed. They have to be renewed because we still live in this sinful world, and unless we're vigilant, unless we're diligent to keep our minds on the Lord, the devil can try to bring in thoughts, snares, traps, You see, our spirits have been made new. Our spirits have been made new. But our souls, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions, they can still be affected by the world and need to be renewed by the Word of God. Because we are in this world that we're in now with the devil as the spiritual ruler. There is oppression. There are many voices in the world, the Bible says. There are temptations. And the devil is always lying in wait to ensnare a believer, to undermine their faith and steal the Word of God from them. So we have to be diligent, because our minds are a battleground in this earth. In the world that we live in, our minds are a battleground where we have to spot fight the spiritual war. So be not conformed to this world. Don't be conformed to the world's ways in your thinking, in your behaviour, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the minds have to be renewed. And how are they renewed? They are renewed by the Word of God, because the Bible tells us that the water of the Word of God washes us. It transforms us. Transforms by the renewing of your mind. And in doing that, we will prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So by our words and by our actions and by our thinking, we're going to prove what the good and acceptable and perfect will of God is. So we have to renew our minds, because our minds are the battleground in this world that we live in now. We are righteous people. We are righteous people who have to keep on top of our minds. That means that we shouldn't just be thinking any old thing. We shouldn't fill our minds up with rubbish. We shouldn't just be saying any old thing. We should be speaking in agreement with the Word of God. And our minds are renewed by the Word of God. Our minds are renewed by doing this. Have a look in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16. God has given us everything we need to have victory. He's given us victory in our hearts. And here he tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ on things. We have the mind of Christ. So to renew your mind, how do you renew it? You say, I have the mind of Christ. Which you do. The scripture says you do. I have the mind of Christ on this. I have the mind of Christ. And of course you have to know what he says in his word, so that he can bring these things to your remembrance. I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. A new spirit and the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. You say that. I have the mind of Christ. We have Christ's mind on things, on any matter. We have the mind of Christ. And let's go to the book of Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6 and verses 14 and 15. Galatians 6, 14 and 15. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. So what's God looking at? What matters now? What matters now is that we are new creatures and we should be going on in newness. Following the Lord as a new creature is everything. Now, following the Lord as a new creature is everything. The world is crucified unto us and we unto the world. The world is crucified unto us and we unto the world, because where do we live? We are of the kingdom of God. We live in the world, but we are spiritually of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Spiritually, we are of the kingdom of God. That's where our spirit has its place, in the kingdom of God. And Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Following the Lord as a new creature. Philippians 3:13 and 14 says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." What is he pressing towards? The mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's what matters now. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. So you just keep looking ahead. You don't look behind. You don't look and dwell on the past. Just keep going forward. Keep going forward in him. It's the new creature. The new creature. Now is the important thing. Going forward as a new creature in God. Going forward as a new creature in God. And we do the same thing like Paul. We're pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That is the prize. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And we're pressing towards it too. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He's called us. He's empowered us to do his will. And that's what we are pressing towards. God is interested in us moving forward in him. Moving forward in him. And lastly, Ephesians chapter 4. And verses 13 to verse 15, let's have a look. In Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 13. The scripture says, "Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ." We're no more children. No more tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. He wants us to come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's what he wants for us. The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. No more children, but grow up into him in all things. Praise the Lord. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. We thank you for your word, and we ask you, Father, please help us to do that, Lord, to grow up into Christ in all things that we do. We thank you for giving us victory, for making us new, and for giving us the mind of Christ. We thank you and praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name.